You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal, and we have a special guest on the line, of course, Stephen Pickford, who's now in Mexico. Special guest. Well, I mean, it's a special remote,
co-host,
right?
I'm here usually every week, unless I'm sick in my bed.
Well, special guest because it's a remote broadcast from Mexico. Ron Philpott's dream came true, right, Steve?
Yes, and we're not even doing a show on Tennessee or something today. We are doing a show on Mexico.
And Alberta.
And Alberta.
So it is kind of a throwback to the 97 shows, right?
Yes, everything that is new is old, and everything that is old is new.
Something like that. So tell us about your trip to Mexico.
Excellent flight down on Mexicana Airlines. Came down on Thursday morning. It's just a little over a five-hour flight from the Northeast.
Is it
direct? And they're doing a pretty good, solid business. That flight was maybe around 95% load factor. And, of course, I get on, and guess what is sitting next to me? They got a family with a baby, right?
Uh-huh. Your favorite.
But luckily, they moved me to another seat without even asking. They said, well, maybe the baby would like to have a little bit more space, and there's an empty seat behind. Would you like to move, sir? I said, gladly.
Uh-huh.
So we actually arrived early, and luggage was right down there on the carousel. Waited for my driver to pick me up to bring me down to the Gran Milia Mexico Reforma.
Now, is that a direct flight from Montreal?
Yes, nonstop flight. 5.5 hours down, be 5 hours back. Operates daily using Airbus A319 equipment. And looking at some of the load factors through the month of July, they're looking sold out many days.
Not bad. And is Mexicana branded, or is it Air Canada under Mexicana codeshare?
Air Canada has some seats on that flight, but it's a Mexicana aircraft, Mexicana crew.
Okay.
And but if you're an Air Canada frequent flyer, remember their Aeroplan program, you will receive frequent flyer miles in the Air Canada program flying on Mexicana, no matter whether it's under the Mexicana or the Air Canada flight number.
Now, in the of course, in an A319, which is a microscopic aircraft as jets go, well, no, that would be the CRJ. But as far as tiny aircraft go, the A319, if you're going to be sitting in this thing for 5.5 hours, do they run a movie or?
Oh, you get two movies.
Two movies.
Two movies were shown, and they serve a breakfast. Although the breakfast was a downgraded breakfast due to the strike at Terra Foods Flight Kitchen in Montreal. So instead of a hot breakfast, and they profusely apologized that this was not up to their usual standards, because I remember the last time I flew down, it was a choice of two hot entrees, but this time it was a continental breakfast because of the care of Flight Kitchen situation.
Still pretty good, and when you're going to come back, you're really going to experience some kind of service.
Oh, yeah, they'll serve the hot lunch on the northbound flight catered out of the Mexico City Flight Kitchen.
So which movies did you see on the way down?
The one, I think it was the first movie was The Pacifier with Vin Diesel.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The second one, I was kind of napping and reading, so I did not pay too much attention to it.
Yeah, I'm going to want to see that movie, that's for sure. Anyway, so you were picked up by the limo. Which limo company was it?
It was just arranged by the hotel,
okay.
So they pick you up, and on Thursday as well, visited the Arroyo restaurant, arroyo.com.mx. They put on a full-day show of authentic, traditional Mexican music based on the various regions of Mexico, and they specialize in barbacoa, which is a barbecue dish. It is goat that is barbecued in a earthenware oven, brick-lined earthenware oven, and then served covered with cactus leaves and fried cactus. So I thought at first, oh boy, this would not be good, but it actually did taste quite good. You take the barbecue and you wrap it up and you roll it into a tortilla and add the fried cactus into it and put a little bit of sauce, and it is quite tasty.
You know, goat, for a moment there I thought you said ghost.
Yes, goat, you know, every time I hear goat, I think of Carl Mantovano at Adam's Farm.
Waiting for you outside the motel at midnight, right?
Yeah,
trying to explain
that
to his
goat,
wife.
But,
yeah.
I mean, this goat was firmly dead. It has come and it has passed.
That's for sure. Now, so you ate at the Arroyo restaurant. Now, you were staying at the Gran Milia Hotel?
Grand Melia on Reforma Avenue, number one Reforma Avenue. Reforma Avenue has recently, over the past 2 years, undergone a tremendous upgrade, new lighting, new pedestrian walkways, new sidewalks. There's a lot of construction going on with new office buildings going up. This is being referred to as sort of North America's Champs-Élysées. There are a number of traffic circles along the way, so of course Farley would totally get lost. But in each traffic circle, there are monuments and statues, and it is tree-lined, and it runs a couple of miles from Chapultepec Park, where the Anthropology Museum is, right down to the Centre Historico, the Historical Center, where the Grand Melia Reforma is located, a walking distance to the Zocalo, the city square, the cathedral, and a number of other historic buildings. The historic center itself is an up-and-coming area, as Manuel told me yesterday, a lot of investment. Carlos Slim, who is the multi-billionaire behind Telmex and one of the principal investors in the resurrection of MCI Communications in the States, he's put a lot of money into buying and renovating and maintaining historical buildings in the historic center. Rather than tear them down and build the latest Walmart, they are preserving the historical center of Mexico City.
Well, it's kind of nice to see that kind of urban renewal. So you would say Mexico is actually benefiting from NAFTA, I would say.
Oh, yes. I mean, lots of traffic, lots of trucks, but it's, you know, even though it's bumper-to-bumper traffic at times, it is moving smoother than it was a few years ago. They're building the infrastructure, adding highways, tremendous subway system here where it costs like just a few cents, one peso to travel anywhere in the city. You know, you can get around easily without problems. So the infrastructure, and it is a city of, you know, 25 million plus people, really the population of Canada in one city. But, and it has those teething problems, and it has the overflow, but I would say that they are making an effort to upgrade and to put the money into making it a business and tourism-friendly city. Efforts such as, for tourism, such as museums are free on Sundays. There's over 120 museums in the Mexico City area. You have a tourist bus system where you get on and off, a double-decker bus system that connects all the historic points with a running commentary, and that runs daily for around equivalent of $20. You can get on and off and stops at all the historic sites and gives you the rundown on that. And festivals, and when Manuel is joining us in the next couple of weeks, he's going to let us know about some of those festivals, one of them being the Centro Historico Festival, which takes place in April every year. 3 weeks of dance and music and theater, and the Gran Melia Mexico Reforma is the official hotel for that event.
A great love of life down in Mexico, especially in Mexico City.
Oh, yeah, great food and good music.
Well, that sounds like one of the most interesting things to go see, though, is the group of people. Because one thing, if you have a city of 25 million people, that must be one heck of a task to manage.
Oh, yes. It is a management task, and I mean, sometimes I guess it is overwhelming, but I would say that people are very friendly, very, very hospitable to tourists. To even taking a taxi drivers smile. They may not know much English, but they smile and they help and they write things down, you know, how much the fare is. And you can get around. You can manage. And in a city where people are friendly and helpful and welcoming and want to promote, that is always a good sign.
Well, it's nice to see a friendly face directed towards tourism and travel these days. In light of the way things used to be, I mean, not even 15 years ago, it's a very nice sort of a renaissance, a kind of a rebirth of the city core.
Oh, yes, I can certainly say that, because people, 15 years ago, I mean, you know, this crime is still a problem in the area, but you just take your normal precautions and stick to your particular areas and take a taxi and ask the hotel. You're going to find crime anywhere, so don't worry about it here.
Well, yeah, that's what they always say, right? If you want to find trouble...
Oh, you can find trouble in your own basement if you want to.
Yeah, well, that's for sure, and if you want to... If you want to be safe someplace, generally speaking these days, just ordinary precautions. You know, don't go around looking for trouble, and you know, act like you know where you're going whenever you're walking around, and you'll
find... Don't flash a large wad of bills and count your money on the street, and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite with Stephen Pickford in Mexico. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal, and Stephen Pickford is, of course, traveling to Mexico today. And for the first time this season, the title theme is correct. Summer actually is here.
Yes, summer is here, and it's summer here in Mexico City as well, which is the rainy season. But their idea of a rainy season is
30-40% chance of afternoon showers. The heat builds up, and you'll get maybe a downpour for half an hour, which is a good time to stay indoors and enjoy the beautiful indoor pool and its accompanying three whirlpools at the Gran Milla Mexico Reforma's Spa, where there's a number of spa treatments. They were really the first downtown hotel in Mexico City to offer spa treatments that are reasonably priced. They're not out of line for a hotel, and it's sort of done up in a Roman theme, so of course it's relaxing. It's a beautiful skylight atrium, and the whole hotel has a beautiful atrium. You enter and you go up in one of four glass enclosed elevators that go up in the center of the hotel, and it is open format all up to the 18 stories. Vic would not probably enjoy it too much walking along the corridors, which are overlooking the atrium, but it's quite attractive with overflowing greenery, like flower boxes, and it's very attractive. It's really gives you a sense of being in Mexico, sort of the Mayan architecture, the pyramids, sort of those reflections in the architecture of the building. I'm here on the one of the three floors that they devote to what they call royal service. So you have express check-in, daily breakfast, which is not just a continental breakfast buffet, but it includes as well hot dishes, eggs, bacon, sausage, fried plantain like we had in Miami a few years ago. So hot breakfast buffet. You also have snacks and beverages throughout the day in the Royal Service Lounge on the 12th floor, and private butler service to assist you, and really makes it relaxing as well. Beautiful room here that I'm looking out over the Centro Histórico as we speak, and what I like as well is that it has an individual shower. The shower is not part of like a little tiny tub where you have the curtain is always falling all over you and you feel like you're in darkness. It's a glass enclosed, separate shower, and then a large soaker tub.
So, you'd say it's something similar to what we had over at the Great Eagle Hotel in Hong Kong?
Yes, and actually a lot of the touches in the room, the use of dark woods, the rooms themselves, and the choice of colors, of fabrics, actually reminds me quite a bit of the Great Eagle, the Langham in Hong Kong.
It's not too far also. When I was at the Marriott in Salt Lake City, they have a similar kind of thing, sort of a glass shower stall that you would go into, and then you could also soak in a nice tub. One of the other things you said, the magic word, spa, of course, some of our favorite topics, and Sandra's going to be touching a bit on that in her own segment on Alberta. Now, these three whirlpools, are they kind of next to each other, and are they all the same temperature, or did Vic Phillips get another surprise?
No, they're different, varying temperatures, but they're not like ice cold and boiling hot. They are next to each other. They're actually tributaries to the main swimming pool, and the swimming pool itself is quite warm. You don't get a shock as you jump in, figuring you're recreating crossing the Alaska River. No, you do have I would say temperature in that. It's almost like high 70s, low 80s in the pool itself.
Sounds
and
like.
then the whirlpools in the run between 98 and 102 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's always nice to soak in one of those.
They have a large exercise room right beside as well, with at least 20 different pieces of equipment. Again, with a skyline view of the city, and they have complimentary lemon water and assorted snacks such as apples to munch on while you're down there.
It always seems to be that much more. It always seems that much more refreshing when you they have a big jug of water, but of course they have a few sliced lemons in the bottom. It seems to smooth out the flavor somewhat.
Yes, it was refreshing. You're sweating. You're dehydrated a bit. So hey, have a nice glass of lemon water afterwards. Yesterday, as a suggestion from Manuel, he said a friend of mine has a little inn in an area called Condesa, which is maybe around 10-15 minute drive from the hotel. And he said, if you're not doing anything for lunch, would you like to go there? I said, well, I'm not doing anything for lunch, and it sure beats McDonald's, right? So what the La Casona Hotel, and it's a little inn, and they have a restaurant called Piaf, and a lovely little garden with running fountain, which seems to be the trend these days, and very peaceful and quiet, specializing in French and European-style cuisine. And thinking of Willem Bacchus, I had the onion soup, and then I had the beef fillet in a delicious green pepper sauce, roast potatoes, salad, lemon pie, and service was fast, efficient. I was in and out there in an hour and a half, so no stomach problems on that one.
It takes too long, yeah.
It was relaxing. A nice, I went there maybe around 2 o'clock, 2:15 to 4 o'clock, spent there. It was a nice mid-afternoon break, late lunch, and it was vacation time.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Now, what else did you do yesterday?
Yesterday I did a lot of walking up and down Reforma Avenue, also over to the Zocalo and the main city square by the cathedral, the National Palace, the Temple Mayor. And then at nighttime went for dinner at Sanborn's. Now, Sanborn's kind of defies logic in regards to a retailing mix because it is everything and it's practically a location on every second street corner, very popular in Mexico. But you go in and one pile is a pile of shirts and right next to it is like glasses and over in the corner is a pharmacy and then they sell electronics and CDs and books. So it defies any type of retail logic, but they're making money. They've been in business many, many, many years, and they have a restaurant there, and all of their locations have restaurants. And they're quite well known for their Swiss cheese and chicken enchiladas. So that was the plate I had, followed by a dish of ice cream.
Good old Mexican ice cream. Now, what kind did you have, Steve?
Pardon me?
What kind of ice cream did you have?
Oh, what kind of ice cream? It was three scoops, one of a vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, covered with chocolate sauce and added with strawberries over the top.
So in honor of the Ice Castle Neapolitan days.
Yes, well, I remember Neapolitan, yes, Ice Castle and Domino brand.
Yeah, but of course this one didn't crystallize. Or...
No, I think they have to do enough of a turnover in business because it was quite busy that they doesn't get a chance to sit at the bottom of the freezer. They turn over their product quite often, and it's reasonably priced, and they did have club sandwich on the menu, so I do know that they have club sandwich. The other big chain around here for dining on practically on every corner is called Veeps, and it was originally started by the same company that we ate at in Madrid, but they sold off the Mexico division, right. And now it's owned by Walmart.
Oh.
And I remember years ago, when the first time I came to Mexico City in 2001, the maitre d', or the host, or whatever you would call him, handing out the menu, said, I saw his name badge, and I said, oh, you're part of Walmart. And he says, well, how did you know? Well, the fact you're wearing a name badge, buddy, kind of gave it away.
Well, especially that particular kind of name badge.
Yes.
Well, anyway, what do you plan to do today, Steve?
Today is a day trip down to Cuernavaca, which is around an hour and a half southwest of Mexico City. It was actually a very popular vacation spot put on the map by the wife of Charles Lindbergh, Anne Morrow, who her father was the United States ambassador to Mexico in the 20s, and it was a very popular vacation spot put on the map by them. It's known for its historic buildings, its fountains, its gardens. We're going to have lunch down there and just enjoy a quiet Saturday, peaceful and relaxing. The restaurant we're going to, Las Meninitas, is known for its strolling flamingos and birds in the gardens. So I'll take some pictures and share them with all my friends when I get back.
The real McCoy, as opposed to the 400 plastic ones one finds on their front yard every now and then.
Yes. We're talking about summertime and talking about the St. Jean-Baptiste weekend in Quebec, yes.
Well, yeah. Actually, yesterday the fireworks were quite spectacular here, which was first time I've been here in a long time on Jean-Baptiste weekend. But it was kind of nice in spite of the Quebec flags. But
in spite of it, I'll give out the telephone number here for the Grand Melia Mexico Reform. It's 1-800-33-MELIA, M-E-L-I-A, www.solmelia.com. And they've got 350-plus hotels in 30 countries worldwide, part of Solmelia Group.
Sounds like you're having a great time. Any other 800 numbers, websites to give out? You got a minute left.
Well, the La Casona Hotel and its restaurant, the PF, is at www.hotellacasona.com.mx. Sanborns, Sanborns.com.mx. And the Arroyo Restaurant, arroyo.com.mx. Mexicana, 1-800-531-7921, mexicana.com.
Well, Steve, then you're going to have yourself a great trip. You're coming back
on Monday afternoon.
On Monday afternoon. So, Steve, have yourself a great trip. You're going to enjoy your little trip out to the little vacation spot, and you'll be back hard at work on Tuesday, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. I even received a call on my cell phone on Friday, which would have been a holiday anyway, so thank you very much.
Yeah, they'll never leave you alone, wherever, as far you go. You can run, but you cannot hide.
Never can hide.
Well, Stephen Pickford joining us here from Mexico on the Travel World Radio Show. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Sandra Phillips and her trip to Alberta. Stay listening, everybody. The Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show, by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show. Across America via satellite. If Bob would open my mic and I can actually speak into the sound. Well, today we have with you Sandra Phillips, who has taken a great journey to the province of Alberta. One of the more fun trips. Actually, I'm just taking a look at the list of things that you handed me, and Alberta, Canada is got to be one of the nicest places to visit. And you even rode what I've been told is probably one of the most picturesque highways anywhere, anytime, going from two of our most well-known parks, Jasper and Banff.
Right, the Icefields Highway, and it is spectacular. But all of Alberta was spectacular. I can't even say that I have a favorite, because you go out there and your whole humdrum life just is worlds away in the middle of the soaring Rockies with those turquoise lakes, and that's before you've even started a vacation.
Well, for sure. Now, the other thing, of course, and we're going to touch on that a little bit later on, with all the touring you did, they almost didn't take you shopping.
Oh, we did get to the West Edmonton Mall, but we can leave that.
We will. I find it rather shocking that you'd get on a trip and they wouldn't take you shopping. How could Sandra not go shopping?
Yes, I made sure that we got to that biggest mall in the world. It was my treat at the end.
Yes, for sure. Well, especially you. You know, you can take a look at all the good stuff. And if Sandra says something's a good value, you know that you can take that to the bank. Now, Sandra, tell us, you started off in Calgary, right?
Yes, and we think of Calgary more as a Western town. You don't think it in terms of fine dining, wonderful food, waterfront cafes, but I found it all. We started out at the Calgary Tower, and like what Stephen was saying, everything old is new again.
Uh-huh.
They have a new glass floor that's 525 feet above the ground, uh-huh. And you stand in there and you feel like you're standing out in space. So that's their newest part.
Cool.
There. But that's near the panorama dining room at the top of the tower. And that dining room, you could have anything up there from a mushroom risotto to a burger or salad. So it's a nice pit stop if you haven't been back to the
burgers.
Tower in a while. And then art. There's the Glenbow Art Museum in Calgary, which is the largest one in Western Canada. So, you know, again, think of Calgary in terms of things like that. They have a beautiful First Nations gallery, and they're shopping. I mean, you can go buy your pink cowboy hat at the Riley McCormick.
For the lavender cowboy.
But while I was out there, a lot of this trip had to do with relaxing. So we made sure to see a lot of spas. The one in Calgary
Magic
was the
word.
Oasis Spa and Wellness Center right downtown and walking distance from the Palliser Hotel where we stayed. And there was a waterfall when you walked in. So immediately you leave the city and you're in another space. And the methods that they use hark back to ancient Egypt. And I've had one of the best massages by Jeff. If you go out there, ask for Jeff.
Why would I ask for Jeff?
Because he'll give you a good massage.
I think I'd rather see Jeff's girlfriend.
You have your choice in most place spas. If you can ask for female or male masseuse.
Now you're talking. Now she understands me.
we dined at the River Cafe, which is in Prince's Island Park, which you can walk to. Again, this is a little river in the middle of the city. You're on an island. You're in a rustic cabin with food from local farms, organic foods, white spring salmon, chive gnocchi, mustard glazed quail. Who would think you could be in the middle of the water in the middle of Calgary?
Well, it's kind of nice. Calgary, of course, Alberta itself, one of our three prairie provinces, you know, the breadbasket of the nation virtually. And first of all, with all the farming and the beef.
Right.
Now, you said to go beyond beef real quickly before we started the show, but, you know, I would stop right there because I'm a carnivore and I could eat all the beef all day long.
Hold that until we get to Jasper, because that's where we really laid on the beef. At the Palliser, we had the Death by Chocolate Buffet. It's on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and you were talking
about the whole buffet is Death
Mayan
by Chocolate?
Mayan hot chocolate, truffle mousse, chocolate-covered bananas, chocolate cream puffs, chocolate fountain, chocolate pizza, more chocolate than you could ever fit in. And that was a wonderful way to end the trip and leave for Banff.
I don't know if I'd ever leave.
Yeah. Well, Banff...
Chocolate?
No, Banff is one of my favorite places in the world because you can take that gondola up to the top and feel like you're on the top of the world. And the gondola now takes you up to, again, everything old that's new again. You now can walk from mountaintop to mountaintop. They've actually built a wooden walkway, so you can take this nice long walk where you feel like you're walking on the top of the world. But when you go to Banff, you should start at the Cave and Basin National Historic Site. That was found by some CPR workers, and they discovered a thermal hot spring. So you can take the hot waters in Banff outdoors in a thermal hot spring. And this was the birth of the Canada's National Park System right there. And they have a famous spa.
Aha, I knew it.
At the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. And of course, we tried it. This it's one of the most beautiful spas in the world because it's done in granite and stone and natural wood, and you feel like the outside is inside. You know the glass windows facing the mountains and all this natural stuff inside. And this one, as well as Steve's, had those three whirlpool baths, but three temperatures.
Oh, okay.
The cold, the warm, the hot.
So you would get a nice little surprise. You figure, ooh, nice hot water, and you get in and you freeze.
And these, though, had waterfalls. I mean, they go beyond,
nice,
beyond
yeah.
the Japanese soaking tubs. It's an amazing spa. So from Banff, we move on to Lake Louise.
Yes.
Now, Lake Louise is a beautiful turquoise lake. With mountains in the back that look like they've been painted by a Hollywood set designer. You cannot believe they're real.
Yeah, that is something. Now, I know that Lake Louise was... Now, are those the mountains that it used to appear on the back of our $20 bill?
Moraine Lake, I believe.
That's right. That's what Stan was telling us, Lake Moraine.
It looks very similar. The lake was pure turquoise.
Yeah.
And when we got there, we took high tea. Who thinks of Alberta and high tea facing that gorgeous lake in those mountains with a harpist playing? And you're not sitting at tables. You're sitting around couches and chairs and eating asparagus and prosciutto sandwiches and smoked salmon and cucumber with the breathtaking views. And they give you a souvenir box of their teas to take home. So it was a really lovely experience. The hotel as well has an interpretive program because they're out there in nature. They actually have guides on duty where you can go out and take walks around the lake, and they explain all the flora and fauna. When we were out there, we saw an avalanche.
A real avalanche.
In progress. We were in May, so the snow has just begun to melt move, and it was just amazing. We were on the other side of the lake, but, you know, just jaw-dropping to watch that. So you never know what you're going to find when you get out to Alberta. Highs and lows in this amazing province. We also spent one night at the Nuntija Lodge, where they had a fireside chat series. You can go out there just for dinner, or if you're lucky to be there on the right nights, they have stories from locals who live around there. We heard about hikers. They had story of mountaineers and all kinds of different chats.
Did the mountaineer barely keep his family fed?
It was amazing talking to these guys that climb mountains all over the world and live through their experiences and the frightening things that happen to them. I just don't understand, but
people who climb mountains and live on that thrilling edge, yeah.
Yeah, that was totally amazing. And then we were off to Jasper. That's where you were talking about earlier. We took that ride right up on the, to the Columbia ice fields. You get to walk on the Athabasca Glacier. It's the largest body of ice in the Rocky Mountains, and you can walk all year round. You go out on these specific vehicles called snow coaches, which have been designed just to be able to take you out to the glacier, and their tires are 5 feet high.
Oh my.
It's an amazing experience to be able to walk on a glacier.
Well, yeah, especially one so close inland in Canada, because you think of glaciers, you think of the far north, but you can actually experience
one. And this is a soft adventure, sort of people of all ages can do this.
Yeah, it's about as adventurous as I'll get, because, I mean, there's the extreme adventure, and that's a little bit beyond
me. You can do all of those extreme adventures in Jasper. There's a company called Sunspot Adventures, and you could sign up with them for dog sledding and wildlife tours and birding and snowshoeing and mountain climbing and horseback riding and whitewater rafting and heliskiing and ice climbing, skating. This is all in the province of Alberta. There's just amazing adventures to be had.
We're going to be getting into a bit of the wildlife following the break. Of course, when I say wildlife, I think of throwing a party, but that's just the way I approach the world. And, of course, the whole Edmonton to Jasper experience for us is very famous for our 2002 trip across Canada on Via Rail. So we'll talk a little bit about the train and the rest of it following the break on the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Yeah. And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm in studio with Sandra Phillips. She's gone to Alberta, Canada's great western province, of course, one of the three prairie provinces and breadbasket of the nation. Now, she had just come up from Lake Louise and Banff National Park, and there's the highway that leads to Jasper, of course, closer to Edmonton. Now, taking the Columbia Icefields Highway, they call it.
Right. And you left me on the glacier. It's a little cold, Willem.
I'm not going to leave you on any glaciers. That's what we call putting Sandra on ice for a little while.
but from the glacier, they took us back. We went to the Jasper Park Lodge, which is another one of those Fairmont properties. We traveled through all the Fairmont hotels, which are the beautiful grand hotels across Canada. Yeah. And the Jasper Park Lodge is an odd one. This is where you have the Grand Canadian Lodge experience. It's not a hotel. People stay in individual little cabins around the lake. So it's a whole different. Each one of the hotels is a different kind of experience. 903 acres on the grounds of this hotel. And this is where we had the beef, Willem.
Beef. Yes.
There was an entire menu of Alberta beef. You just had to pick your kind. They had elk. They had venison there. They also had duck and rabbit and creamy mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes on the side of your beef. And we also had the same plantains that Steve was having in Mexico.
The plantains, yeah.
Yep. So the experience was wonderful eating at the dining room there. But, you know, if it's too expensive staying at any of these hotels, whenever you travel, you should look into, you know, B&Bs in this area, so you still can experience the area without the big hotel bills. And there's a private homes brochure in Jasper. It's starting at $45 a night, so you can, you know, experience it on a budget. You also wanted to get into wildlife.
Yes, throw a party.
In 1 week, we saw elk all over the place.
Yeah, I heard that about Calgary. Elk everywhere.
I mean, yeah, and they just, you know, they walk around in Banff and they walk around in Jasper and you have to stop your car and let them cross the road because they have the right of way.
moose, by default.
Moose, mountain sheep. We saw a porcupine.
Hang on, stop there.
Stop with
you
the mountain
said,
sheep.
No, you're talking about moose.
Right.
I'm of the belief that the moose is a fictional creature. It's a conspiracy theory. I have never seen one, but everybody talks about them like they're real.
Well, then go to Alberta, because definitely you'll see moose.
So they say that to me, but I'll never see one.
And
They're imaginary.
Yeah, we got lucky. I don't know if lucky is the right word. We actually got to see grizzly bears.
Did you actually see a moose?
Not close up. Yes, I saw a moose, and I have a picture for you. So I'll bring
you
it.
Have a picture next to a moose?
We could put it on your... I did not go next to a moose, because this is what you learn when you go with the adventure tours, that these are not cuddly little stuffed animals. These are nature in the wild. You do not go close to them. You do not roll down your window near them. You keep your distance and respect them.
Yes. Well, if you have a picture
of a moose.
So we went
from the wildlife.
Yes.
To the wild life.
Yes.
At the West Edmonton Mall. We finally got there,
Sandra. Before you get to Edmonton,
yes,
we left out.
Yeah, you're right. The way we got there.
That's right.
Yes, via rail.
Yes,
attaches all these places, and it's a lovely way to travel. Once you've de-stressed in Alberta, then this is the other way to move you along, is to de-stress on the train.
And you took that very portion of the track where we did our live broadcast.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
We did two broadcasts, one from Jasper to Edmonton and one from Edmonton to Jasper.
The first in the world to?
Well, the Jasper or from Edmonton?
The first in the world when you did the radio show.
First to broadcast live from a moving train using cellular phones.
So when we got to West Edmonton, I headed straight to the mall.
Naturally.
It's a great mall because the hotel is right in the mall. I mean, what more could you want? You could shop from morning till night, and every time you need a nap. The hotel itself, the Fantasyland Hotel, was that first hotel that we all heard about with theme rooms.
Oh.
You know, so they have a Roman room and a Polynesian room and igloo rooms where you pretend you're up in the north somewhere. They even have a water...
A U-boat room so you can pretend that you're actually traveling on an overnight train from Montreal to Toronto.
Yeah, probably. A truck room where yes. you feel like you're inside a truck. The water park room actually has a one-way window where you could watch the people in the water park, which happens to have the largest indoor wave pool in the world.
And there's little do you know that when you're taking your shower that they can see in.
No. One way, one way.
Yeah, but they installed it backwards.
The water park actually has bungee jumping inside and a zip line. But the West Edmonton Mall has some new things that we should talk about. There's an area now called Chinatown that has a supermarket inside and a noodle house. You actually feel like you've walked through the gates of Chinatown. Kidtropolis is a kid daycare like no other kid daycare you've ever seen.
Kidtropolis? Tell me about that.
It's an amusement area for children that's set up like a city. It was custom built on their size. They can role play in a hospital. They can pretend they work in
a
newsroom.
They can play doctor?
Yep.
That sounds like the Fantasyland Hotel.
Exactly, for kids.
Oh.
They can work in a fire station, go to a cooking school, go to an ice cream factory. So they're kept really, really busy while you're shopping. It's not daycare in any way. They have little cars they could ride around this little town. If they work in the bank, they could make some money and spend it at the ice cream parlor.
Those weren't children's cars, the little cars, they were actually those new Mercedes Smart cars.
Perhaps. They started out
there. We're not sure which one.
There's a new sea lion show, and we could have a massage again right in the West Edmonton. They have something called
magic word again.
An aqua massage where you stay fully clothed, but you go in this tunnel thing that looks like an MRI tunnel, and you get massaged through your clothes. Kind of a weird $12 for 7 minutes. That's it. And you get fully rejuvenated so you could go shopping. We haven't even shopped yet.
That's true. We got Sandra on the line and she hasn't shopped yet. Well, we got 2 minutes to go, so tell us about the shopping.
Yeah, they have a new Abercrombie & Fitch store in FCUK.
You got to really pronounce that right.
Right, Build-A-Bear Workshop. Bourbon Street for dining at night. They have a mounted police outpost store. It has everything there. Galaxy Land for fun. That's an amusement arcade inside. There's an aquarium. There's a putt and plug glow in the dark mini golf. You just go to the West Edmonton for your vacation. Forget the rest of the province.
You can literally stay there.
You can stay there for a week and enjoy all this. And I had a great time there. But I didn't have time to buy anything.
An MRI? What?
I didn't have time to buy anything, Will.
You? No. Come on. Say it ain't so.
I was too busy having fun.
Sandra had fun and she didn't shop? You live to shop.
That's right. But I'm going back.
Okay. Now we have some time for some websites and telephone numbers.
Yes. TravelAlberta.com is very easy to remember for their website.
Sure.
The 1-800 number, 1-800-ALBERTA. Another really easy one. For those Fairmont hotels, that was the Palliser and the Banff Springs Hotel and the Shadow Lake Louise, that's Fairmont.com.
The Fairmont hotels, the former CP hotels, which are now Fairmonts, and including Montreal's own Queen Elizabeth Hotel is also Fairmont. So
you can go out to Alberta, you can feed your mind, your body, and your soul.
Ooh, yeah, there's the Alberta trifecta. And Sandra still has to get that there to shop, so we got to send you back and hear more about this.
Yes.
Sandra, thanks for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show. We're having a good time out in Alberta. And next week, we'll be hearing a little bit about Minneapolis. Mary Gallagher will be joining us on the line. So we got some fun coming up for you on the Travel World. Sandra, any more little plugs you want to get out there?
No, I just tell people that you can go out to Alberta if you like hiking, mountain biking, canoeing, fly fishing, golfing, horseback riding, skiing, snowshoeing, whitewater rafting, ice skating, stargazing, or dog sledding. You can go any season of the year and have fun there.
Well, I'm going to plug something for you. You got to plug your books. Sandra is the author of Smart Shopping Montreal, so she's the shopping expert. She is also the author with Stan Posner of Drive I-95, picked up at your local bookstore. That's it for the Travel World Radio Show this week. For all of us, I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Sandra Phillips.
I'm Bob Kazin.
Stay tuned. Happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.